Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. So welcome, everyone, to another episode of Life After Corporate. This is episode 16 with our special guest, Kristen Rowell. And our topic today is mindset for success and how you reinvent yourself after burnout. So Kristen is a former trial lawyer in business litigation, and she left that career a year ago to become a nutritional therapy practitioner. And she founded her company, Energetically Efficient, and I had the pleasure of working on that launch with her. And in Energetically Efficient, Kristen helps people to look better, feel better, and do better. So Kristen, this is such an incredible journey. Tell us your personal life after corporate story on what it was like to go from attorney to health coach.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. I'm so excited to be here today. And I am happy to share my story. You know, when I made the decision, it actually, as of this recording, was a year ago yesterday that I left the practice of law and went back to school for nutrition. I know it seems like, wow, how much has happened in a year. And it was a decision for me that I obviously did not take lightly. I had been practicing law for 16, almost 17 years. I graduated from law school in 2003. I was practicing since then. And I loved being a lawyer. So I was not one of these lawyers who would complain about her job and like daydream about doing other things for many years. That was not me at all. I loved it. I loved being in court. I loved arguing motions. I loved going to trial. I loved representing my clients. And the work that I did was very complex. So it was, you know, big, messy contract business disputes, partnership disputes between business owners, massive real estate projects gone wrong, and all of the sort of lawsuit-related activity that can come out of those kinds of business dealings, okay? So I thrived in it, I loved it, and really thought I've absolutely done the right career for me. Well, my journey...
So, exactly.
So, you know, it's funny how hindsight, you realize all of these things that were working to set you up for this time. But I would tell you that my short story is, it was in 2017 or so that I started a regular meditation practice. And for your listeners who do meditate or who don't meditate, when I say I started a practice, I was one of these people up until that point. And I don't know if this was ever you, Deb, but I would say I'm going to start meditating, and then I would do it for a day or two, and then I would forget about it for a few weeks. Meditate for a week straight, then I wouldn't do it. And so I was very inconsistent. And the reason I bring that up is because when you're inconsistent with meditation, at least in my experience, you don't really see any benefit. You don't really feel any different from doing it. And frankly, as a busy lawyer, it just felt like one more thing on my to-do list that was annoying to me, right? I had too many demands with my job.
Totally get it.
Yeah. And then what someone said to me sometime in 2017 was, meditation is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I heard that in a way that I hadn't heard any other message about meditation before, which is I happen to also be a professional bodybuilder. And so strength training and muscle development has been a part of my life since I was 14 years old. So I was like, oh, okay, wait a second. So when I build muscle, I wouldn't skip 2 weeks in the gym. I wouldn't miss going to a workout for a month. So I can't do that with meditation either. So let me see if I really stick to this and create a practice that is regular, if something will change. And so that's what I did. And I hired a meditation coach, and I meditated with her once, maybe every other week or so, for a few months. And then I committed to myself on the additional days, I would just spend 10 minutes in meditation. And what started to happen over time is I really started to notice little, what I call breadcrumbs from the universe that start to show you a path. And ultimately, that's what led me to lead the practice of law.
So what was the motivation? I mean, here you are, you really love the practice of law. You love the complexity of it. You know, there's a fast pace to it. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of pressure. So what was it that led you to think, oh my God, I have to slow down. I have to incorporate meditation. So make that connection for us. What led you from this high-powered career to the big desire to slow down and meditate?
Yeah, great question. So I would say it was a series of events. There wasn't one sort of aha that caused me to do it. But I don't know if you've ever heard the saying that the universe will send a message first as a feather. And if you don't hear that message, then you get a brick. And if you don't hear that message, then you get hit by the truck. So I probably had been hit by lots of feathers over my career. You know, I worked a lot, and I really was trying to test the boundaries of that and try to get more balance and figure that out. But the reality is that the practice of law and litigation itself is very demanding from a time standpoint. So there was one point where I was actually on a vacation in 2013. I was in Kauai and I fell trying to surf, and I got major damage to the top part of my right leg. It set me back a little bit. Well, that was in September of 13. And of course, because I was on overdrive as this high powered lawyer, always go, 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 never slowing down. I still, like an idiot, ran a marathon 3 weeks later with all this damage to my leg. And so as the universe would have it, 2 months after that, or 3 months after that, in December of 2013, I fell on ice and I broke my right leg in 10 places.
Hello, wake up call.
That was my truck.
Kristen, are you listening?
Exactly. So, you know, at the time, I thought, oh my God, how did this happen? How could I be so clumsy? I realize now that was supposed to happen to me so that I could forge this new path in my life. That's not something I was conscious of at the time. And I think a lot of us go through life experiences where we get smacked with something and we move through it because that's what we're taught to do. We're taught to just power through, put our head down, work through it, and recover. And I did that. And I also started this journey of better health. I realized that if I was someone who had already run a number of marathons, who happened to be very strong, if I could fall and break my leg in 10 places, what did that say about what was really going on inside of my body? That maybe I wasn't absorbing my vitamins and minerals as well as I could have been. Maybe I had some underlying calcium deficiency I was unaware of. I just started to get curious about why this accident happened to me. And it caused me to start researching a lot about nutrition. I adopted in 2014 a low-carb lifestyle. I started experimenting with ketogenic lifestyle thereafter. And in the process, I just learned so much about nutrition. It became a total passion for me. Take that combined with the meditation and then all of the other breadcrumbs from the universe. And here we are.
Wow. And so when was the decision? When did you know? Because I know many women who are listening to this podcast are perhaps in a career that they're no longer satisfied in, and they think about creating a passion, or they have a passion for doing something else. But there's a big fear about leaving that corporate paycheck and making that leap. So what was the big turning point for you that you knew you had to say goodbye to lawyering and embrace the nutritional therapy path?
So I really started to get quiet with myself. And these answers honestly came to me through meditation. So one of the things that I feel really passionate about people hearing and understanding is that as crazy as this sounds, this isn't really stuff that we figure out with our mind. It's not stuff we figure out with our head. It's not stuff that we analyze and make a list about the pros and the cons and those kinds of things. Those are all interesting tools, and I think they have a place. And what was much more valuable to me in my journey was really spending this time deep in meditation, asking the universe for signs, asking the universe to show me a path, asking to be shown the way, and then really getting still and paying attention to what the signs were. So I'll give an example. I would be in a meeting with clients as a lawyer, and I would have clients start to ask me about my nutrition. and if I could help them with nutrition. So I thought, that's interesting. That's never happened before. I'd love to do that. And I just got sparked and excited when they would ask me. So I thought, that's something that I should pay attention to. I had someone who came into my life, this friend of mine. She was in school for nutritional therapy, and I met her through some of these nutrition conferences that I started attending on the weekends just because I had interest in them. She was getting her degree in nutritional therapy, told me about the program, and I thought, that sounds really interesting. So it was little things like that that would start to happen that would help me understand that the universe was actually providing me this path, as opposed to me trying to analyze my way through it and figure it out with my head. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it makes sense because you've always said following the breadcrumbs. So these are the little breadcrumbs. And I think when I've worked with clients in the past, I've always said that, you know, our minds are like hoarders' houses. There's just no room in there because of all the stuff, the thoughts, the stinking thinking that we're holding on to, that there's no space for insight or intuition or inspiration to emerge. And meditation is one of those practices that really helps clear that space so these answers can emerge. And intuitively, there becomes this heightened awareness of intuition, and then this path that you can begin to follow, because there's also a trust, right? A trust that you develop in your own inner wisdom, would you say?
Absolutely. And in fact, that trust that you just mentioned, Deb, is such a key word, because I've heard from some of my spiritual mentors, and this is the term that I use a lot, you really start to practice exercising your trust muscle in the universe. It's a muscle. So I would exercise it, and I would think, okay, I'm going to just try this and see if I get something back in terms of that is the right path. So I'd pay attention to signs. The other thing I will say, two more things that what you mentioned just reminded me of. One is after meditation, during this time when I was like, what do I do? Which way do I go? I like lawyering, but I love this nutrition thing. Oh my gosh, can I make money that way? Like all of those questions that I know I'm sure a lot of your listeners are asking themselves. I would meditate, and then after I would journal. And I would just literally free write and journal and free write and journal. And I would take the time to do that, because in that journaling process, I would start to receive information that were clues about what I should do. So let me give you a specific example, and then I'll share the other thing that I wanted to share. There was a time in the spring of 2019 when I was really, this was January, February, and March, when I was really wrestling with whether I was going to do this. And I was very committed to work. I had a lot of clients at the time. I was very dedicated to all the projects I was working on. And in the evenings or on the weekends, I was thinking about this other thing a lot. So all of a sudden, I noticed for the first time in my whole 16 plus years of practice that my calendar started to open up later that spring. In other words, I was supposed to have an arbitration in April that got moved to August. I was supposed to have a trial one of those months that got postponed to later in the year. It was the first time in all of my years of practice where I actually had a period of a little bit of white space on my calendar. And I thought, oh my God, I could actually do this. I could actually leave if I'm supposed to. Maybe what's happening is the universe is clearing my calendar so that I'll actually leave. So one day after I got done meditating, and I will probably cry even when I share this because it was so powerful for me. See, I'm crying already. I was meditating. And I got done and I was journaling and I wrote, and this is like, sometimes I'll free write and it's like, who's even writing? I don't really know. But what I wrote in my journal that morning was, when you say the universe is clearing your calendar, we sing because we know you hear us and you get it. And I was like, oh my God, who said that? Who's writing that? And really, because I'm so spiritually guided, I know that our angels are always around every single one of us. Most of us just go through life tuning them out all the time. But they are there, you guys. If there is nothing else you remember of this podcast today, remember that you are surrounded by angels and guides at all times. And so that our job, I believe, is to become still enough so we can actually see and hear that guidance that's being provided to us.
I am so glad you mentioned that. And I'm so glad you mentioned journaling, because journaling to me too is another kind of meditation. And it is a way of, whatever you want to call it, tapping into your angels, your higher power. Sometimes I call her Madam Executive, because there's infinite wisdom that's available to us. And in our conscious day to day, we don't always make the time or make the room to tap into that. And there's something that happens, and I know you believe this too, that when your hand hits the paper and you're writing longhand, and I think it works so much better when you're just pen to paper and letting it flow, that there's stuff that comes out on that page and it's not conscious thinking. And you do wonder, where did that come from? I had a similar experience when my son went to college and I had been coaching women leaders in making career moves. I had been coaching women after divorce and how to find love. And I just wrote in the journal, it's just like, so what's next? And what came out was the passion project. I was like, well, what's the passion project? And that was kind of the precursor to the launch lab. And it was where I realized that I had 20 years of product launch experience in the services space, and that I could combine that with my coaching. And that really lit me up. And so that came out of a journal. And so I completely understand. I love your vulnerability and how emotional that is, because when you finally embrace your purpose and why you're here. And here you are, you're so talented, you're so smart, you're so skilled, you work so hard to get your nutritional certification. And I know when we met, it was, oh my God, I left my job. What was it, a week ago?
Or yes.
Was it a month before?
Yes.
I can't remember. And then it was, I have this keynote presentation in a month. What do I say? And so working with you has just been one exciting journey after another. So talk about how your mindset practice has worked for you in the past year in guiding you to really launching this thriving business.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that, Deb. And I think as I do that, I'll be able to answer the other point that I wanted to make that I shared a minute or two ago, because I said I would tell your listeners two things.
Oh,
so
sure,
I'll get
sure.
that in while I share this with you. So the mindset really is about being committed to something that you're extremely passionate about. And I never, ever, ever understood what people meant until I started this work, which is, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I thought, what are people talking about? Of course, work is work. But I really feel that way most days. I mean, there are times where I feel a little bit stressed out with all the to-do items. But for the most part, because I'm living my purpose and fulfilling my passion, I don't feel like it's work. I feel so lucky that I get to serve in this way. And so how I incorporate the mindset into growing this business and how I keep myself in the energy of continuing to create, because when you think about it as an entrepreneur, and you and I have talked about this in our individual work together, you're in a constant creation game. So you are a human that is pouring out creativity consistently for others to benefit from. And that's really what lights me up. And I know it's what lights you up too. And so in order to be able to be in that space of creation and that space of creativity, we really have to be, again, coming back to meditation, still with ourselves, and allow the messaging from the universe to come in. So when I said that one of the things I did was to journal and to meditate to really get clear on things, the other thing I did, and I am very much a believer in this, is that I actually ended up taking a course from my meditation coach to activate me into how I create a business. So I obviously hired you as a coach for a period of time, working one-on-one together. What I really want to impart upon people, having been on this journey now for a year, is when you hire coaches, or when you enroll in courses, or when you pay money to people to help you do things, it's not that they're doing anything for you or that they're going to, you know, take things off your plate. It's having a guide to help guide you through the process. And it also creates an energetic exchange that allows you to elevate yourself higher and higher so you can continue to move forward. So one of the things I realized, and I think I talked to you about this relatively recently, is I, as a lawyer, would always, every time I filed a lawsuit or was hired to defend someone in a lawsuit, one of the first things that would happen is that the judge would issue a scheduling order. And what that scheduling order did was to set a date from trial, typically about 12 to 18 months out, and then you would backdate all of the deadlines between the trial date and today. So now what I've realized, being a year into this, is my most productive work and the way I can continue to stay in the energy of creating for my clients is to set a date out in the future of something on the calendar, like a talk, for example, which is what I came to you with first. And then you helped me get ready for that talk. But I wouldn't have been in the energy of getting ready for that talk or getting excited about it if I hadn't agreed to do it. You know, I didn't write the talk first and then say, hey, is there anyone who's going to ask me to speak on stage to talk about this cool thing? No, I had to go find the talk. I had to go look for where I wanted to provide service to other humans. And then that allowed me to get into an energy of creation that caused me to create. So what I'm doing now is I started my first online nutrition course. I put out there in the universe that I wanted to help people in this way. And all of these people responded by saying, I want that from you. And I created it so that I could give it to them so that they were getting value.
Yes. And I love that. My coach, Eleanor Beaton, calls that commitment exposure. And, you know, it's something that I practice as well. You commit to delivering the result, and then you back into what are all the steps I need to take to actually make that happen.
Exactly.
And tell us about the course. I was so excited when you launched the course, and then also tell us the connection between the physical and the meditation and being energetically efficient. So connect those dots for us too.
I'd be happy to. So the course, I'll answer that first. The course is excellent. It's 8 weeks. We actually are already finished with week 5. So this Friday, I am launching live week 6. And what I did was I came up with a curriculum. So each module is about a different nutrition or health related topic. So we're talking about macronutrients, why they matter for weight loss. I actually give all of my course participants a weekly meal plan that they follow so that they are experiencing what I'm teaching them about as we go through the course. So they are losing weight immediately within a week. They are lowering their blood pressure. They are getting out of dysregulated blood sugar. They are healing gut issues. They are relaxing their adrenal system. They're finding their way to better health while they're also learning about it, which is so rewarding. So I've got a module on fasting. I had a module on alcohol. I had a module on sleep and other biohacking tools. And so as they learn about these things, and as I give them a different plan each week for their meals, they get to experience what I'm talking about, and they actually get to feel the benefits of what I'm educating them about. I have for many years been a big believer in experiential learning. So last November, my meditation coach and I hosted a retreat in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, where we had women, it happened to be all women, come together. We lived in a huge mansion for 5 days. And we did deep nutrition and meditation work where they would experience those things while we actually taught them about it. And the transformation that these women had was amazing. So to get to the portion of your question about the physical and the energetic. So I'm obviously very interested in helping people become physically healthy. And we do that through nutrition, through me educating them about exercise and strength training. Oh yeah, I have a whole workout module in my course. So those things are all excellent. And that's not the end of the story. We are these physical, dense beings that exist as humans on this planet, but we also have energetic bodies separate from our physical body. So you have an energy field around you that exists feet beyond where your physical body ends. And so I'm very interested in helping my clients understand how to work with their own energy, how to hold in their energy, and how to use their energy as a way to also enhance their physical body for good. So this gets a little bit out there, so to speak, from what you'll hear about in the mainstream news. But the truth is, because of things that we get passed down from our parents or through society, we can actually sometimes hold on to weight and fat cells for energetic reasons, more than just physical. So I also brought my meditation coach in to do some energy clearings on my course participants so that they can let go of some of the distortions they might be carrying around on the energy level rather than the physical. I hope that makes sense. I know that's a little bit out there, but it's something that I'm excited about. So I like to help introduce that topic to people.
Yeah. And so we have to be open to all sorts of things that we don't understand. But what I love about your approach and what we talked about when you put the course together is you have a great talent for meeting people where they are. And this is just a call out to everyone listening to Life After Corporate right now, because we've talked about finding the gap in the market, the problem that you solve, and then your solution around that. But where you met people with was, you know, I'm feeling uncomfortable in my skin. I don't like my body. I don't have the energy I want. And by the way, you know, I don't even know how to eat. So you've provided them with meal plans. You've answered their questions about alcohol and exercise. And so you've broken it down to really fabulous component parts that give people, like you said, those immediate results. I mean, I want to take your course next time. I'm so bummed that I was teaching a course that conflicted with your course this time. But, you know, it's fabulous. And then for those who want more custom handholding, then they can work with you privately, right?
Exactly. So I appreciate that, Deb. And I definitely, you and I are going to have to coordinate schedules for when I launch the next one, which I believe is going to be coming sometime in July. I'm working on that. And then these people can choose to continue to work with me either on a one-on-one basis, or what I'm developing now is a membership that they will be able to continue to have access to me on a membership basis if they don't want the detailed private one-on-one clients. Some of them want to continue to work with me one-on-one, but I'm going to have these different levels because I know, like you just mentioned, which is such a fantastic point, it's really important to meet people where they are at. You know, some people literally know nothing about macronutrients and why the way I eat allows people to, and show them how to eat, allows people to really lose body fat and at the same time maintain and gain lean muscle tissue, which is one of the keys to longevity. So I like to be able to help people understand that and then also help them advance as they learn about that just so they can go higher. So it's a really exciting way to serve. And I continue to be guided through a meditation practice about what my next offerings are, where I'm supposed to provide service, how I may pivot my offerings, what sort of things by way of client feedback I'm getting so that I can make sure everything I'm creating is to help humans. It's not for me, it really is for them.
Absolutely. So that's a great point too. And I want to just call out to hear the systematic way that you've gone about it. You know, when you launch a business, you want to get out there, you want to attract people to your message. You did that through speaking. Then through the speaking, we needed to create a way for people to stay engaged with you. So we didn't talk about it, but we created some lead magnets. Then you launched your course, which is your core offering. And so the core offering is so important to your service portfolio because that's the place where you're solving most of the needs that people have. And then what I love about what you just said is loyalty and continuity, right? So coming from a place of service and supporting your clients past that initial core offering, that initial journey with you. So those who want to go deeper can go deeper through one-on-ones. Those that want to just stay connected and maybe sign up for your next course, right? So if you're guided to what people need next, and it sounds like you're really listening to your market, you're listening and you've really niched down too. So you have a small identified target market, those people who are interested in really optimal health, optimal presence, optimal energy and efficiency in their body, and who also want to learn how to bring in more calm, more presence, more insight, more inspiration into their lives. And so that's beautiful. So what's next from you, Kristen, and how can people keep in touch with you?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad you said all of those things, Deb, because that's exactly it. I'm really listening to my clients to figure out what is next. This course has been so successful that I've already figured out I have to run it again. I mean, these women are having such amazing transformations, and I can't wait to share that with people in a webinar just so they can understand a little bit more about what I'm doing and why it works. And I think that another thing that's going to be coming from me in terms of a course that people are very interested in and that I can see people need is a course about detoxification and how we do a nutritional detoxification to really get the healthiest cells possible, so that we can strengthen our immune system. Obviously, immune system, because of the state of the world, is a huge topic right now. My talk for KetoCon this year, which I just recorded and it'll be released on Friday, is how to improve your immune system through digestion. So I'm really passionate about, you know, what people can be doing right now in the world of the virus to...
So relevant.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, I share this on the talk that will only be released to people who have purchased tickets for KetoCon. And of course it went virtual because of the state of the world. But I talk about this, which is, you know, how many of us really understand how our digestive system works or how our immune system works? We don't. I certainly didn't understand it until I went back to school and had to learn about it. So I really think, like anything in life, once you know better, you do better. So how are you going to really protect your immune system unless you actually know how it works so that you can make better choices to enhance it? So that's really what I'm interested in helping people understand on a going forward basis, in addition to what they're learning about in this course. So I share a lot. My primary platform that I use currently is Instagram, just because it's one that I found is a really important way for me to reach people. And my Instagram handle is MN, like Minnesota, MN Golden Girl. And like I said, I share a lot on that. I'm also on LinkedIn. You can search my name, Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-N, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Rowell, which is R-O-W-E-L-L. And then I have a website, which is Energetically Efficient. I've got that launched and it's live. I am going to add some additional things to it. And I'm working on building the additional core stuff. Oh, I have a Twitter account. It's Golden Girl MN. I don't use it that much. I may in the future. And I've got a YouTube account that I just haven't been that active on yet. But, you know, all of these things, and I know you know this as an entrepreneur, all of these different social media channels, which are fantastic, are also a lot of different things to manage. And so I'm working to figure out how to streamline that better and get some help in those areas so that I can reach as many people as possible, because that's really my intention.
Oh, I can help you there. I've been interviewing people because that is, you know, it is a big commitment to creating quality content, as I know you do. So if anyone wants to, is there anything that people can access now if they want to learn more? Is there anything that you have that they could download, a checklist or menus or anything that you're making available to the public right now?
Yeah, actually, thank you for asking that, Deb. If people want to get a free download that I've just created related to this KetoCon talk for digestion and immune system, again, because the immune system is so important right now, it's my top 10 ways to improve your immune system through digestion. They can get that by texting the number 66866, and they'll receive a text back that just asks for their email. And then if they put in their email, that'll be sent right to their inbox. So that's a great way for them to stay in touch.
So it's text to 66866. What do they put in the text message? Anything?
Oh, thank you for asking. Thank you. They put the word energetic. I'm still getting used to all this stuff. This is the life of an entrepreneur. I'm learning how all of the background technology works. So if they text the word energetic to 66866, they'll put in their email and they will get the free download sent right to their email.
And that's the top 10 ways to build your immune system?
Yes.
Awesome. Kristin, it's been one heck of a year to go from leaving your trial lawyer position and corporate litigation to following your path in nutritional therapy, founding Energetically Efficient, becoming an in-demand speaker, launching a course, coaching people one-on-one, now going around the sun another time with another talk at KetoCon and more courses and more excitement to come. So guys, really encourage you to follow Kristin on Instagram at MNGoldenGirl and download her guide to boosting your immune system. We're not out of this COVID-19 pandemic yet, and we all need everyone to be healthy and strong. And Kristin, thank you so much, my friend, for joining me here today.
Thank you, Deb. I really enjoyed this interview, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be heard by your listeners, and I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Our pleasure. That's it for now, everyone. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.